This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums. Friday, the movie Arthur opens across the nation. If you're of a certain age, you remember the first version with Dudley Moore as a lovable but irresponsible lush. Hollywood has long been enamored with the remake. D.W. Griffith's 1914 movie Battle of the Sexes was remade in 1928 by D.W. Griffith. To talk to us about Arthur and many other remakes throughout history is Wayne Bell, the writer of the Culture Club column at FayettevilleFlyer.com. I am guessing that you might not be old enough to remember when Arthur, the first version, was in the theater.
No, but I saw it, and I know that Sir John Gielgud won an Oscar for it, and now they're remaking it with Russell Brand, which is an interesting choice, and Helen Mirren in that Gielgud role. So that could be really interesting. I'm optimistic, but remakes normally,
It is, if commercially, it's kind of a sound idea because sometimes it's a very familiar story and one that has a proven track record. Critically, remakes often, you have to live up to the original.
Well, and that's why I think that the rule of thumb with most remakes is either pick an obscure movie or pick a fairly bad one and remake it. And then you're going to have great success.
Do you have some examples of remakes that were a success?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look back at last year and you know, the season we just finished, I think True Grit is going to go down as a great success. I mean, it got 10 Oscar nominations. And I think it went in a different direction from the first film, where it was the first film with John Wayne was more campy and, you know, almost silly in places. Kim Darby was the original female lead, and so the remake went in a new and different way. It went much closer to the text, and so I think that that's probably our newest remake that really worked. Before that, I would say some of my favorites would be Ocean's 11. I think that was a great remake.
And I think that is along the line of True Grit, because I think most people knew that the first Ocean's 11 had Sinatra, mm-hmm. had Dean Martin. But I think a lot of people hadn't seen it. And if you had, you realize it really wasn't
that... It wasn't that great.
No.
No. So I think that the first Ocean's 11, and not the sequels, that's another discussion, but the first Ocean's 11 was really outstanding. I would say other remakes that, you know, I really enjoyed... I guess I would say the best remake that if I was to make a list would probably be The Departed.
Which many people might not even realize is a remake.
Yeah, it's based on a Japanese film. And so since most people haven't seen that, then clearly they don't have anything to compare by. And, you know, I think The Departed is just really excellent. You know, some others that are really good. I like Cape Fear. I thought Scorsese did a good job with that. I think Robert De Niro is really at the top of his game there in that movie.
And what's interesting about that remake is it's a remake that tips its hat to the original. Mm-hmm. You have Robert Mitchum in a small role.
Yep.
You know, you have Gregory Peck in a small role. The two
That's
principals
right.
from the first
that.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. But that movie really... Robert De Niro really delivered in that. You know, some other ones that had some commercial success that actually kind of got it right are the Father of the Bride remake, I think was really good with Steve Martin. I think it was well done because it's lighthearted. It's not taking itself too seriously. And I would say even King Kong to some extent. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of that genre, but I liked King Kong. Of course, it was too long. And of course, Peter Jackson takes his liberties. But I thought some of the work that was in that was really, really lovely.
So there are some good ones. There have been some clunkers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, before we talk about clunkers, I will say that when I was doing a little research for today, I noticed that Little Women has been remade 5 times. So that's a movie that continues every 20 years to get remade.
But the thing about something like Little Women, I guess, is that, you know, whether it's the version that I first saw as a kid that had, what, Katharine Hepburn in it?
Or the newest one with Winona Ryder.
It stays loyal to the source. It's not like the new one tried to update Little Women into the 1980s or something like that.
Right. And so, you know, those kind of movies and Jane Austen movies, right. They tend to get remade a lot. So those work to some extent. Now, as far as bad ones, Well, I know your all-time favorite, and I think it really is probably the worst remake ever made, was the shot-by-shot Gus Van Sant remake of Psycho.
It is if they took Hitchcock's movie, recast it, made it color, and did nothing else.
It's same with Sabrina, with Harrison Ford and Julia Ormond and Greg Kinnear. They, both of them, you're just kind of like, why are the studios taking such classic films and redoing them?
And I would think that if you're going to make a list of things not to do with remakes, one of the first things is don't remake a Bogart movie.
Yeah.
You're up against a legend. Don't remake a James Dean movie.
And, you know, those kind of things, those projects get done over and over and over. And, you know, and one big leader in that pack would be Tim Burton. I mean, he's redone Planet of the Apes and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And both of those movies just didn't work on any level. I mean, I love Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I think it's a great film for what it is. But you put Johnny Depp in a Michael Jackson costume in a CGI lake, it just didn't work.
It didn't. It was boring.
It was boring. It was poorly done. I mean, it just didn't work. And I don't understand why they continue to rehash these concepts.
Is it fair, do you think, to go into, whether it's Arthur or some other remake that's coming up, with, if you've seen the original, comparing it to the original? Or should you just go in and say, okay, this is this is a work of art that should stand on its own, and I'll just judge it on its own merits?
Well, I think that the first thing is, if you are familiar with the original, meaning it's really well known, then it goes to the inherent question of, you know, why are they doing a remake in the first place? Do you really want to see it? Are you going to learn something new or different? Which I think is the point of any movie, is to show you something new or different. But if you're not familiar with the movie, like an Italian Job or something like that, then yeah, I mean, you can go into it. Is it fair? Yes and no. I mean, it's a new artistic endeavor, and if it's done well, like True Grit, it can provide you a new look on something. But at the same time, you have to go, yeah, I mean, it's fair in a way, because the studios, the actors, the directors, they had to know what they were getting into when they greenlit the remake of, you know, The Wicker Man or Psycho. Or it has to be, you know, said that it wasn't a smart decision in the first place. So how could the audience not separate themselves? And with something like Psycho, like we talked about, I mean, that is such a well-known film. Why would you ever redo that?
Off the top of your head, do you have a movie that you think would benefit from a remake?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that there's probably a couple of 80s movies that came out. Those, what are they, the teenage movies?
Well,
those kind of things could be.
You don't touch Breakfast Club. You don't touch Breakfast Club.
Those kind of things could be redone, you know, but you look at it in terms of, like Dangerous Liaisons was redone in the 80s, and then it was redone again in the 90s, but with a different twist when they made Cruel Intentions. So maybe that's what should be done. Take something that's a popular format and that we've seen before, but do something different to it and try to appeal to maybe a younger audience. And that could be interesting. But yeah, I mean, if the movie's good enough, chances are it doesn't need to be remade.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.